Leaders from all 564 federally recognized tribes are invited. One who's headed to Washington is Kim Veeley. She just began her term as president of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohicans. Veeley says she supports President Obama, especially his push to make health care affordable for everyone. She says that's a big concern for her tribe's 1,600 members.
The Indian Health Service budgets that we have are never sufficient enough to cover the cost of that care. So our tribe has made health care a very, very high priority, and we expend 75% of our total tribal budgets toward providing those services.
Another tribal leader going to the White House is Rick Hill, chairman for the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin. He says the Oneidas have had a long relationship with the U.S., going back to when they helped American colonists fight the British during the Revolutionary War. Hill says President Obama's administration can best help his people on the issues of health care, ancestral land reclamation, and developing alternative energy.
They're very interested in our particular biomass project here that's been initiated here in Oneida. I think we could find plenty to talk about and plenty of ways to build a strong relationship on a nation-to-nation basis to cleaning up some ancient business.
Both Hill and Veeley say the Obama administration has already been more receptive to Native Americans than previous administrations, but Veeley says stimulus dollars aren't enough to sustain Indian nations, so hopefully the president will help tribes become more self-reliant through economic development. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.